As Catan sits over Emmy, her body motionless, he stares at the light of a nearby candle as he speaks to her. I don't really like talking about this much. In fact, I don't really like talking about me much, but there are reasons I was always so distant with you, so closed off. I was worried if I let you get too close, you might get hurt, but I think you got hurt anyway. Maybe people just get hurt. I'm not very good at stories, but I do have one I know.
We start this story off in a small, dank, smelly room.
Hell yeah.
Ew.
There is
a bedroom?
Is that allowed here? I'm sorry, what did you say?
Math bedroom? Hey. It is dank, though. It is dank.
I've been living with you for years.
It is dank and stinky.
So gross.
There is a young human polishing his battle-scarred armor and polishing his battle axe as the camera kind of swoons into the room.
Ooh, swoons in.
You see a scarred Catan cut on his cheek, one across his forehead. We start this story a few years after Catan's family passed away.
Well, passed away is, I'm not sure that's away. How you'd say it.
I mean, optimistic way to look at it.
No, they passed. They passed on.
They passed on.
They transferred over to the other plane.
Well, I guess violently murdered and maybe other bad things.
Well, I guess we kind of find out later. But yeah, you know, passed on. We'll stick with
passed on. Sure. Keeping it PG for now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's how we start.
It's still early. The kids are still awake. You know, you got to ease. You got to get them to give the chance to put them to bed. Then
well, like
we get into the,
you're just getting on the road. You don't want to hear murder.
Why not?
What?
That's a good. Is it a mystery?
Murder?
Is this a murder mystery?
No.
Oh. That, okay. Yeah. No murder yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
well, maybe Catan killed them the whole time.
Bum.
Oh wait, no. Did I just ruin Jake's story?
Yeah. Actually, we find out that Catan murdered his own sister, and all the like love and feelings that we've had in the past episodes were all just a lie.
Not to him. That's how he's coping with it.
Got a real Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing going on.
I'm crazy.
You are inside of the Church of Sonore, waiting to be called in by the Grand Inquisitor.
God, I hate that guy. Wait, do I?
Do you?
I don't know. I haven't met him yet. Apparently, I've known him for 4 years. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say you probably haven't actually talked to the Grand Inquisitor.
Oh, okay. Probably. So this is a big deal.
Yes, this is a big deal for you. This is like you getting ready for like the big promotion. Like gonna maybe talk to your good old god, Sonore. Maybe. We'll see. And as you are sitting there sharpening your battle axe, a priest kind of walks into the room. As he walks in.
Is he doing it himself?
Yeah.
Love that for him.
Catan becomes more serious looking, but you can tell it's almost like a reflex. Like when you're in a bad mood, but you want to look happy for your kid, you're like, oh, hey, yeah, that's great. And as soon as they turn around, you're like,
Catan's my clan. The Grand Inquisitor is calling for you. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
His eye twitches at how annoying he finds this. yes, of course. I'll be right. Shall I follow you?
First, though, he hands you a whip. You must whip yourself 3 times.
Hi.
And as says that, you hear another man walk in.
Can I do more? Can I whip you?
Gerald, can we... He doesn't have to whip himself. Look, Catan, sorry. He can get a little ahead of himself. You can just follow us. You don't have to whip yourself. And Gerald, please, for the love of God, stop singing. You're not in the choir anymore, okay? I'm still going to sing.
As he starts to leave, Catan hands him back his whip, like, hey, yeah.
No, you'll be needing that.
I love okay. this guy.
Catan adds whip to his inventory.
Yeah, flagellation instrument.
Hey, it's a weapon. Mm-hmm. All right.
Anytime I think of, every time I hear the word flagellate, I just think of farting, and it's
close.
Yeah, it's close. The first time I heard that, I thought they just like were farting on themselves.
Yeah, I'm self-flagellating. And then you're like,
different sort of torture.
Like I don't want to know what the alternative is.
In like a ball, like a
well, you
bubble
can
boy.
Like you can bend your knee. You put like your ankle on it.
Yeah, you could fart on yourself. You well, could yeah, really
well, I was
to.
Thinking more of like you had like because it was
but for like self- penance.
Yeah. It's penance. So like you like put yourself in a small like enclosed like,
little fart
balloon.
Box.
Yeah, like well, you like eat a bunch of beans.
Well, you do it like you do the you do it like you do cologne. You just angle it up in the air. You let one rip. You turn around, you just walk through it.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I was going to say it's that day and age where people do the hose in the exhaust pipe, you know, give themselves that. It's just a little fart box.
A little fart box.
I didn't mean the hose up there, Jake. that's not quite what I was meaning there.
It's like a funnel system, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Okay. So in regards, hey, question.
Okay, everyone.
Hey, I got a serious question here.
I have the whip here, okay?
All right. So Jake, who the fuck was actually talking to Gerald? Like the guy, Gerald was the guy coming in singing and telling me to come and get the whip.
Another priest that I didn't think of a name for yet.
Okay, so some other priest who clearly outranks Gerald.
Or it's just, I think they're probably the same rank. They're just, you know, they're just buds and he's annoyed with Gerald.
Me too. Yeah.
I love Gerald. I want more.
Do you follow us now, Catan?
I do. I do what this guy says, not because I respect him, but because I just want to be over with his presence.
And you start to walk down these dark hallways with little sconces every like 20 feet, just enough to see where you can go. Like you're just enough to see every here though. Like when you get in the middle of it, it's like just dark enough to where it's like hard to see. And you get a little bit of light again and a little dark and a little light. And then you're at the door. And in front, you see two paladins. Great swords sitting on the ground. Great swords in their hand, the tip pointing to the ground.
Very good.
Go. Yeah, all right.
I know how to word that. As Gerald and the other priest approach the door, the paladins slowly open it up. As you can see, a long hallway with a great statue of Sonore, the very other far end. And you see the Grand Inquisitor with this lavish clothing, white cloak with a gold emblem on the front of Sonore's symbol. And he is sitting at this giant mahogany table. As you walk in, you see two other individuals kind of on either side of the room. And you approach the Grand Inquisitor. And as you do, you see Gerald and the other priests kind of bow to the Grand Inquisitor as he like looks at you waiting for what you're going to do, Catan.
They just bowed at the Grand Inquisitor?
Yes.
I. But I'm like standing in front of the guy, right? Like I'm presenting myself to the Grand Inquisitor.
Yes.
I kneel down. I actually put one knee on the ground and like almost like a fealty service kind of thing and a bow all at once.
Okay. As you do that, you see the Grand Inquisitor raise a hand. You may stand, Catan Smiteclad. This would be the first time for us a meeting. I'm sure you've heard of me, Zindel Schmams.
I'm about to make Catan makes a will save to not like chuckle under his breath. You roll a 16 plus one. he just
You get an elbow from one of the priests as you could see him kind of putting his mouth is over, his hand is over his mouth, trying to like, you can hear him.
Did I just hear a
snicker as you hear the Grand Inquisitor start to stand up and grab his staff and like try to look really tall, but he's only like 4'2", so he's really short.
Wait, what is he?
He is a human. He is just a very human.
I love it.
Is his staff taller than him?
Very. It's like 3 feet taller than him. I have brought you here because I have a mission for you. You have still yet to hear the word of Sonore, correct?
Yes, the Dawnflower has yet to grace me with her presence.
Well, we have been getting word that there has been some sightings of undead near the town of Chesterfield. I'm going to send you with another initiate, and we will give you, we will obviously have a ward go with you to protect you, to make sure nothing bad happens during your search. And through this, hopefully, you will be able to find faith enough to where the Dawnflower will speak to you. And he walks around the table as you see him kind of like lower the staff and kind of drag it behind him as he steps down off of the little podium that his table is on. He walks over to you as he looks up and he snaps his finger a few times as Gerald runs away for a second and then comes back with a three-step step stool and sets it in front. As he walks up the step stool, Jared,
ring, 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 ring.
Bow, Catan Smiteclad.
I bow. I kneel down. I do the same thing I just did before, although now maybe I'm too short, so now he can't reach me.
He holds up his staff. But you can see just behind him, Gerald holding the bottom of it to help with the weight. As he positions over, he taps your right shoulder. He taps your left shoulder with this thing. I bless you with the powers of Sonore. And I wish you the best of luck. Now, Catan, I will let you introduce yourself to your compatriots that will be going on this journey with you. And there is a carriage outside waiting for you all.
Of course, I shall carry out your orders. We shall go to this field, this Chesterfield, and search out any wrongdoings, any undead or nefarious evil plots, and eliminate them as we see fit. A question: if we happen to, and he's so awkward because now he's like has to get back up to get back at eye level with him. He doesn't quite know where to like be. and if our search comes up short, if we don't happen to find anything, not that this is a tall order. I mean it's not too hard. What should we do in the event that we do not find any problems?
If you do not just report, and if you find something that you are incapable of handling, you can, well, report that as well.
Yes, if the problem is too large, then, yes, yes, sir.
I know it isn't nerve-wracking to be in front of such holiness.
A man of your stature is impressive.
I know my aura exudes my height.
Yep. Yes, yes. Yes, your holiness. I shall carry out your orders with post haste.
I have other matters to attend to, so I shall get back to work. Good luck. And may Sonore be with you. As he kind of flips his coat around the step stool and takes a few steps down and walks out of the front doors with the paladins following behind him. You are left in the room as the two others that were inside start to walk over. Start with Christy. Christy, would you like to introduce yourself?
No.
Okay. Well, then, shit.
Okay. What do I see when she walks over?
Okay. So where are we at right now?
You guys are in like room? His office. Yeah. Getting ready to leave.
Okay. You are going to see this woman. She's about in her late 20s. Kind of fuller figured. Looks like she eats well, but she's not like, you know, she's curvy, but not too curvy. And she's got this big curly brown hair just spilling out all over her shoulders. She is dressed in like these very fine lavender and gold trimmed leather armor-ish thing, but it's very fashionable. And she's got her, she's sitting on the chair and she's got a little file and she's just working on her nails. Yeah, what do you want?
I was never given this lady's name. My apologies. I believe, where are my manners? I am Catan Smikelad. I am an initiate of the Paladin Order, although I'm still in training.
Oh, okay, okay. You're not supposed to be in here. I'm waiting for someone like really important. So if you could just excuse yourself, that would be great. I'm here to work with like actual paladins. So thank you, but no thank you. Bye.
Yes, I think we're both waiting for someone really important.
Okay, maybe you're supposed to be waiting in a different, like, worse office, because this is, like, where the really important people go. So, like, maybe you could just stay outside and wait for your turn?
Yes, perhaps there's been a mistake. God, I hope
obviously, there's been a mistake. I'm not supposed to be with someone like you. So if you could just, again, please, because they're about to show up and I really need them to, like, be impressed. So if you could just go, that'd be great.
Clearly, there's been a mistake. Someone as lowly as myself would never be assigned to a team with someone as illustrious as you.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I'm waiting for, like, an actual paladin. Correct. And, like, you're not a paladin, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so, like I said, if you could just wait outside so that the paladins can come in and we can do our thing and get our team together, and then you could do whatever you're going to do with the people you're going to do it with. Okay.
And
she goes back to filing her nails.
He just sort of, like, positions himself away from her and then just continues to wait.
And as you continue to wait, Matt, you open the doors and enter the room. Would you like to tell us about your character?
Yes. So when the doors open, and because we are in...
Oh, I never got her name. That's okay. She wasn't going to give it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Because we are in the Palace of Sanre, everything is very bright, light, open, welcoming. And as this figure opens the door and starts walking in, there's almost like a 10-foot shroud around him where the light almost seems to dim wherever he goes. But his appearance is still shining bright and brilliant. He has pristine plate armor that has been perfectly shined. And his skin is a porcelain white, almost ghostly in its appearance. Hair white, eyebrows white, eyelashes white. He almost looks like he is aglow inside of this dim shroud as he walks in, and he takes a few steps towards the two sitting on the... I think you guys said you took a seat.
I just kind of...
I've got my feet up on the desk.
Yeah. Okay. I made myself look like I wasn't there to be with her, but I kind of am afraid that I am.
Sure. So he walks in and he has a wide-eyed, vacant, blank look on his face as he saunters into the room and takes two long glances at the initiates in front of him.
As soon as Gatan notices that he's here, I assume I would know this guy, right? Like, he's...
Yeah, he's one of the main wards, I would say. Like, one of the main teachers to help guide people into the light, yeah, as they would say. So he's... Think of him as...
It's like a drill sergeant almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Training.
He's an instructor.
Okay. Catan stands at attention, almost militaristically, before he remembers that there's like a different like thing he's supposed to do with the religious order, which then he then shifts into that.
I'm gonna
and I would address
sigh,
him by name.
Sigh loudly and just like, oh, not you. And I stand up.
Initiates. May the light bless you both.
Yes, and may the light bless you as well.
Yeah, blesses and all that. Hello.
Hello.
Are you supposed to be our guide?
Yes.
Word thing?
I'm here to shepherd you into the light of Sonray's grace.
Cool. Is he supposed to be here? Because I was told it was going to be paladins and like a lot of strong guys and like you two aren't that. So am I maybe supposed to be in the different room? Maybe down the hall?
Initiate Catan.
Yes.
You've been with us for quite some time.
4 years, 2 months, and 38 days.
Your eyes do not have the light.
Yes, I am here to learn. Perhaps with your guidance, we can rectify that.
It is not my guidance you seek. It is that of Sonray. I merely walk the path that is given.
Perhaps you could help show me it.
Perhaps.
Sir.
And he puts the back of his hand on your cheek gently.
Your skin makes me cry.
Yeah. Sometimes when I
you
touch myself, looks, I cry too.
He looks away. You.
Yeah.
What is your name?
My name is Magnolia Marble Creep. And you can call me Maggie, because I like that name better.
Sorry, Marble,
what is your name?
Marble Creek.
Marble Creek, yes. Please write that down. Do you need me to spell it for you too? Is that a yes? M-A-R-B-B.
Oh, I thought you were spelling Magnolia. I'm like, what?
The last name, obviously. That's the one you need to know, the Marble Creeks. I'm sure you've heard of us. Anyway, the light in my eyes, yeah. If it's not there, it's because I've been waiting for my new concealer to show up. I've asked the priest like 7 times to have it ordered, and they keep telling me it's on its way, and it has not arrived. So yeah, I look a little dark around my circles right now because like I'm so, I'm sorry.
You will not be receiving such things.
I need my concealer. Are you kidding me?
And that is why you have not seen the light.
Okay, well, I would see the light if I had light around my eyes.
You hold on to such things that are tangible, physical.
Yeah.
These are not things you need in order to walk the path.
Right. Okay, well, maybe not for you, because like you have not even touched a bronzer in I don't even know how long. But I do, because I want a contour. So like I need that stuff. If you could just maybe put a word in to get that right away, that'd be great before we head out.
I think actually he is wearing bronzer. I think this is as good as it gets.
Oh God. Okay. Anyway, are we supposed to be, is this my team? Like seriously?
Yes, Maggie.
Maggie, yes.
Hello, my name is Catan Smiteclad. It's a pleasure to meet you. And this is Instructor...
Yes. Maggie, I am Instructor Jerome Potpourri.
Professor Potpourri?
Instructor.
Instructor Potpourri. Okay.
Yes. Professor invokes that of intelligence and book reading. I need not these things. Again, I am guided by the light of the Dawnflower herself.
Yes.
She is the only teaching I need.
Of course.
Instructor Potpourri is a illustrious member of our society and has shepherded countless clerics and paladins through the Order. We are blessed to be given their guidance, and we should honor and respect that.
So blessed. Maggie. Absolutely.
We will see.
Yes.
We will see.
Okay, I just need to get my, like, ordainship or whatever it is you call it so that I can get out of here. So do you want me to, like, polish your armor or, like, sing you a song? I have a flute. I got a lute. Whatever you need, I guess. And then I can just be on my way.
Where does the path lead you?
The path? What do you mean?
This to, like, destination you are trying to reach?
To home? Yeah, I want to go home. So I have to get this over with so that I can do that.
Sometimes it takes years, decades for some initiates to see the light.
Okay. I don't have years. Okay. So like I need to be on the inheritance list before my dad passes away. And if I don't get my ordainship, is that what they call it? I don't actually know. Anyway, if I don't become ordained by an order, by the time he dies, I'm off the list. And you don't understand what that means. Okay, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- Kika State needs to have ordainmanship. So I need that. Okay? Just sign a little paper and I'll be out of the way. I don't need a light. I don't need to see a light. I just need to get...
I too was once where you stood. I saw the path before me. I was not clear on which direction it would go.
I'm very clear.
There are certain things you can do to speed up your destination on the path.
Okay, and they are?
But with some come great sacrifice.
Are you needing like money or?
Again, you
clothes?
You hold on to such tangible objects.
My family could get this place like really updated if that's like what
she turns
need.
To Catan.
as she says that, Catan looks around at like the marble inlay, gold trim, ivory statues and just goes like,
it's a little outdated. Just
it's kind of, you know, Renaissance-y. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. that's kind of the, it's kind of our thing.
Shall we commence our journey, initiates?
Yes, of course.
I guess.
Instructor Potpourri, I am at your command. I understand that we are to head out to Chesterfield. I almost called it Cloverfield. That would be a very different story.
Very different thing.
That would be a very... We are way underleveled and overfucked. We will be heading out to Chesterfield. is there anything... I understand that... there have been an undead issue arising. I'm at your service. Simply point me in the direction I need to go.
Yes, stay close. While my light may seem different to you, it is still under Sonre's grace that I have it.
Of course, I wouldn't. Yeah. Without question.
You said undead? Like...
Were you briefed?
Well, I was told that I was just going to have to come in here, like I said, sing a little song, shine a couple pieces of armor, and I would get right out of here.
Yes, before you came to the altar, but were you briefed by the...
No, they just told me to go wait in the room. And the paladins were going to show up, and it was going to be an easy ride, and I would just have to sit here, listen to them, and then go on this like stupid little adventure, and then I'd be done.
Yeah, the stupid little adventure. Did the Grand Inquisitor brief
really,
you?
Okay, well, I didn't really listen. He's kind of tiny, and so it's just really funny to me. And so I just kind of like made up a little story to myself about him.
I've actually done that too. But okay, but so, you do need to listen to the Grand Inquisitor.
May I hear these stories?
Absolutely not.
I am curious of the stories of the Grand Inquisitor.
Not to you, no.
Maybe we can tell you on the road. We probably should be, of course, unless you wish to hear them now. This seems like not the time or place in his office.
Do I have to touch any of the undead, I guess, is my question. Like, am I going to have to smell them? Or like, are they in like a pen and we just kind of like blast them from afar?
I do not know.
Okay. I don't really do undead.
So. Be ready for anything.
Okay.
And use Sonre's power.
Yeah.
Maggie, I don't know how much experience you have in physical combat, but I will be a frontline combatant. So perhaps
you
can
just
stay behind me.
Of course you will.
And then you won't have to smell them.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Then I'm fine. Everything's good then.
She doesn't say thank you, does she?
Matters not. Words have no meaning.
Sure, see? No meaning, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, we're ready to go, I guess.
Well, you're a lot of words, so okay.
Down the hallway, you hear,
Gerald, God damn it.
Your carriage is ready.
Music to my ears as always, Gerald. Thank you for regaling us with your beautiful songbird of a voice.
He does a very overdramatic bow towards Instructor Potpourri and thank you.
Sonre has truly blessed you.
Now follow me to your carriage.
don't encourage
Matt,
him.
Can you do something for me? Can you auto-tune all of this?
No, I like that it's not.
Like, he's just using a president's citation the whole time, or like thaumaturgy or something. Like, he exclusively talks with an auto-tune, i.e. thaumaturgy on.
As you follow Gerald to the carriage, you see that you have a driver. He looks kind of creepy. He has like a mutton chops that are like 4 inches long. He has like very wrinkly skin that looks like someone's like almost like he got like aged like a raisin. His hands are weirdly long and the knuckles are way oversized for the amount of skin he has as he's like clutching on to the reins. And as he turns his head and you can hear like,
hello. Are you the ones I'm taking to Chesterfield?
Ah, Fishburne. Good to see you again, as always.
Yes, Drone.
My favorite Holstron chauffeur at the reins. I feel very safe with you.
You should. My long fingers and sturdy knuckles hold these reins very tight.
Yes, the control you have over these beautiful animals is unmatched, Fishburne.
Well, if you all are ready.
Can I wait for, like, the next one, maybe?
No!
No.
Oh.
This is the only carriage that takes anyone to Chesterfield.
Hey, everyone. It's your favorite player, Matt, and welcome to this week's Middle Break. Two side stories back to back? Ooh. What? Yeah, okay, look, we have some life stuff that happened, and so we had to take a little break from the main story for this little chunk again, but what a perfect time for us to do the Catan backstory. We know you've all just been dying to get your grubby little ears on. Is that something? Is that how you'd say that? We'll get back to the main story in due time, but we are very excited for these characters and where this little side story takes us, and for you to get to know a little more about Catan's very, very humble beginnings. But even though the characters and everything else are a little bit different, how you can help us stays exactly the same. Subscribe, rate, and review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from: Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcatcher you use. Get on there, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and write a little write-up about why you like our podcast so that people who also come across it can maybe see why you like it, and your likes might align. The stars might align. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Something else that's pretty beautiful is all our social media platforms. You should be following those, okay? You can find us on Twitter at NewCrits, and you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at NewCrits on the Block. We're always posting content on there. The best way for you to help us out there is by sharing that content, not only to your own platforms, but possibly even tagging people that you think might enjoy it. We're only growing through word of mouth right now. So going that little extra mile for us helps us grow and helps us continue to do this podcast that you love so much, right? Because you love it, right? One of the ways that we like to give back to all the amazing, amazing people we have out there helping us is we have a Discord for New Crits. That's right. It's a Discord for all things New Crits, but not all things New Crits. Of course, we have channels in there where you could talk about the show. You could talk to the cast members. You could talk to other fans, talk about theories, talk about past episodes. Or if you just want a cool place to come hang, we got that for you too. Over the last couple of years, we have cultivated a very accepting, safe space that we want to invite everybody to come join. So if you're listening to this right now and you haven't joined it yet, what the flip are you waiting for? Come on in and join the fun. Now, you might be thinking, well, man, I want to help you do all these things, but how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock will get you to all the places that I mentioned and some places that I didn't even have time to mention. linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode, the beginning of Catan's very heroic and righteous tale, I'm sure. Thank you so much for listening. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday. That ain't stopping anytime soon. So we'll get you back into this episode right now We'll see you next week. Be kind to each other. Be excellent to each other. We love you. Bye. Bye.
Fishbun, thank you. We will happily take the... oh my god. You know, we do have clerics here who can treat that, as he points at his knuckles.
This is what riders on the open roads have. If you do not have knuckles like this, you are not a true carriage man.
Technically, Catan still has
proficiency.
Technically, Catan still has proficiency in medicine, but he only rolled a 7. So, yeah, that definitely isn't a...
If the horse tries to break free, how are you supposed to hold the reins?
With non-rheumatic hands. But okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I have like a hand cream or something you could like maybe try.
Did you just say hand cream?
Yeah, like a moisturizer. Have you heard of it?
Jerome.
Yeah.
Do they not know we're not supposed to use those items? Mm.
I have been trying to tell them also it's bad for the leather of the reins. Wears down faster.
I mean, everybody needs to be like moisturized and have like conditioner. Like leathers stay nice when you like condition them. So like it's probably fine.
If that is how Sonre wills it.
We do worship the light here. We spend a lot of time kind of dried out. You look over, Catan has the most chapped lips you've ever seen.
You guys all need like a lot of products. Like
we probably just need water.
That too. Are you
please.
Sure?
Get inside.
Okay.
I am on a tight schedule.
Okay. And yep. I'm going to hold my hand out. Okay. To Catan.
Catan's actually, I was going to say, Catan was starting to open the door for her
mm-hmm.
as like as a gesture. And he opens it and notices that she wants to be helped in and is like, and okay. So he takes her hand. It's very rough and dry. Yeah. You asked for this.
Thank
lady.
You. Thanks. And I'm going to sit down as far away from the driver as I possibly can.
Well, he's probably outside.
Yeah,
it's a carriage.
He's still positions
far away. I don't even want the little window to peek through.
Immediately,
I don't want to smell.
Like the limo? Is that what you're talking about?
Like there's one little drape.
She rolls it.
It's a drape. It's a drape.
I don't want anything.
He starts
to
talking. Yeah, yeah. So where are you guys going?
Yeah, you're staring, but it's slowly like and
yeah,
he like moves.
It gets stuck to, halfway.
Yeah, and he moves his head to try to get the last little.
No.
I have important details about the mission. And for some reason, there's no sound with a closet drape.
It's magic.
I love it.
It's magic.
Okay. Catan looks over at Instructor Potpourri.
Me next.
I don't actually care, sir. I just was trying to be polite.
No, please. I mean, your hand.
Catan puts out his hand.
And when he grabs it, you feel his skin is on fire. It is hot to the touch. Hotter, almost to the point where you pull your hand
when
away.
When he touched me earlier on the cheek, did I notice that?
Yeah, but it was at the back of his hand.
Back of the hand, yeah.
Back of the hand. And it was a very light touch. This because he's using it as leverage because mm-hmm. he is in full plate mail to have himself up. It's burning, almost burning you to the touch. And he gets himself in.
I like the idea that when he gets in because of the plate mail, the whole thing shifts to one side. And then Catan gets in because he's also in full plate mail. It shifts back.
Appreciate you. Initiate these knees at this point after this many years of wearing this armor has become a bit unstable.
Yes, well, in this story, I'm 10 years younger than I was before. So actually, I feel pretty great. My knees are wonderful.
And I am in my late 30s. I didn't mention that. But.
is he a human?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So everyone's human this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What a surprise. A zealot religious order for some reason only has humans in it.
I thought weird. About somebody else and I just was like, nah.
Weird.
That's for humans.
Yeah. Is that an impression I get here? Is everybody a human?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
There might be like some like half-bloods, but for the most part, it's mainly humans.
And is there like outward like problems with that? Or are they just, it's just for some reason, there's just only humans here.
I would say like in different parts of like the world.
It's like most religions. Have. Overall, it's the actual written words are good, but sometimes certain groups don't always adhere to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And as Jerome steps in, again, you're outside and it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. But as soon as he gets into the carriage and settles, you again feel and see the light almost like dims where you think a cloud cover goes by. And Maggie, you look out the window and it's clear, sunny, but the light seems to dim as he gets into your presence again.
Is it clear and sunny, DM?
Sure. Yeah, oh, it's okay. Beautiful outside. Great.
Then, all right. You win this round, weatherman.
And at that very moment, you hear the whoosh of the reins.
Oh, I thought those were just knuckles.
That's him cracking it. He just,
yeah. Whoosh.
He found your whip.
Thank you for this. It is mine now.
Oh.
As he cracks the whip one more time, the horses start to take off. You can feel the ride getting a little bumpy. As he slides that window, you see his finger curl around the curtain. And I can only imagine that Maggie is like holding it so he can't open it.
I'm so far away from it. I'm literally leaning as far away from anything to do with him.
He pulls it open with one finger.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
And turns his head and peers into it with one eye.
We're on our way to Chesterfield.
I love this.
Thank you, Fishburn, for your play-by-play direction.
I was gonna actually start giving a play-by-play, but I think my voice might get destroyed.
Come
by
on,
the time.
Do a little bit.
Nah, you don't have to. anything you would like to inform us of, Instructor Potpourri? What is anything that we should know regarding the mission? Where we're going? I mean, obviously we're going to Chesterfield, but any other news about these undead? Is this all a mystery?
To me, yes. I'm given what I need to know, and what I need to know is to get you to the destination.
Okay, so absolutely no intelligence. Great.
We do not need intelligence.
You're right. I didn't take much, so I don't.
Yes.
No, that's not what I meant. I apologize.
Me neither.
Technically, I think I have the highest intelligence here.
It is one of my dump stats.
Mine too.
I, for some reason, still have a +1. I simply just did that in the beginning of the campaign.
The only intelligence I need is what Sonre decides to bestow upon me.
Yes, but we still don't know exact. Okay, very good. Military operation.
You have control issues, Catan. You must learn to let go.
Yeah, let go, Catan.
I'm sure in the future you absolutely will. I have a good feeling about this.
I'm sure you won't take over your party and all their decisions.
That is something we will work on, Catan. I will free you of those shackles.
Yes, I am grateful for your assistance. I was more curious about if we knew what exactly we were riding into here.
I too was binded by those shackles.
Again, not what I'm talking about, but...
And I got rid of them.
Now, I guess it's now what we're talking about. Okay. Yes, this is something I will happily discuss with you.
Don't look at me like that, okay?
I'm sorry, him or me?
Him, obviously.
Oh.
Jerome is giving me that like weird dead-eyed stare. I don't really care for it.
I think he sees more than us.
Like what?
You know, I'm a little concerned to know.
What else do you see, Jerome?
I see all.
Yep.
Okay. Can you be a little more specific?
I see you.
Uh-huh. You should, because you have eyes.
I see who you try to be. And I see who you could be. And I see who you used to be.
Okay, so...
And I see who Sonre could have you be. I see who you fight to be. I see who your family wants you to be. All conflicting, so much conflict in you, Maggie.
I don't think so. I just really want to be rich and not have to do a lot.
Yes.
So that's
pretty
much it.
That is what you think you want.
Yeah, it is.
That is what present Maggie wants.
And past and future. Yeah. Yeah.
Future.
Definitely.
Couldn't say. You don't know what is in store for you, Maggie.
I do. I know that we're going to go, you're going to go fight some undead. We're going to watch, come back, sign my little paper, and off I go. Easy.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
If Sanre wills it.
Okay. Well, do you have to like do a special pray to get Sanre to will that?
I pray constant to Sanre for her blessing.
Sounds really needy.
Something you would know about.
Probably annoys the crap out of her, if just saying.
I wouldn't know. She's never spoken to me.
She will.
Yes.
When the time is right, Sanre deems it, you will hear her voice.
The
resounding inside your head.
The entire
constantly.
Time he speaks to me, there's always this like forced smile where he's like, you are a important member of this church and I will respect you, but he doesn't. Like he actually, Catan can't stand the like zealousness of some people. He understands like the importance of it and he does want to be like a religious figure, but he wasn't raised that way. And he just looks at these people and just goes, oh my God, you're so fucking creepy. But he just smiles. Mm-hmm, yep. And he kind of gives a wide-eyed look at her and just like, mm-hmm. Yep. Excellent. About how long until we reach Chesterfield? As he says this to Fishburne.
You see the finger go around the curtain again and pull it open slowly.
Oh, God.
We're about 4 hours out.
Oh.
Excellent. I will take 4 short rests.
plenty of time for us to reflect.
Quietly. Yes. We will quietly reflect. Ooh, you
yes,
know what?
And I
know,
take out a compact mirror.
I know of a 4-hour prayer that we all need to do in our head. So you know that prayer, right? And he winks at Maggie.
Yeah, the super quiet one where nobody speaks out loud.
That one. Yes.
Yeah. And all look in different directions and not at each other or into their souls or their pasts or their futures or whatever.
Or
other
present.
Stuff or present.
Or possible futures.
Yep. Let's
possible
start right now.
Yeah.
Here we go. And Catan looks out the window at the sun and blinds himself staring at the sun because it's less painful than being inside this carriage.
It's not working. It's tinted.
Yeah. You're in tinted windshields.
You are in a dim lit carriage at this point.
Okay, does a guard pull us over and give us a ticket because that's not like street legal?
No, it has nothing to do with the windows. There's no window on the carriage.
Yeah, it's his aura.
It's coming off of this weirdo.
He sticks his head out the window like a dog.
Doesn't get you far enough away from it.
Tongue flapping in the wind.
Yeah, what were you hear from? The outside of the carriage.
I will say, Jerome, it's always difficult to give you rides. It is a little harder to see, even though it's bright as day out.
It is not dark on the path. You are still guided by Sunray's light.
It's definitely a little darker.
Slightly.
It's like I'm wearing dark shades on my eyes.
Isn't that?
Wait. Could be an eye. That could be a thing. Shade eyes.
Yes. Mm. That could be a thing, Fishburne.
That sounds dumb.
Hmm. Always what? Quick to judge.
It does. Better names than that.
Magazine. Call you Magazine.
That's not my name, so no.
Hold on.
No,
yes, that is the name that Sanre would like me to call you.
No, it's not.
It isn't.
That can't be right because my name is Magnolia. So
Magazine sounds good.
Magazine is not
Thank
my
you,
name.
Thank you, Fishburne.
No.
I mean, we actually have a nickname for Sanre. We call her the Dawn Flower. So I think Magnolia is a perfectly fine name because it's your name.
Thank you.
And is literally a flower.
I know. Thank you.
So I'm not sure why we need to be just changing people's names without their permission.
Sanre spoke to you about this.
No, she did not. I'm just inferring that maybe we shouldn't be just changing people's names without their consent. That feels
a
little
it's not allowed.
Intrusive.
Names are meaningless.
Then we shouldn't change them.
Or should we?
if you don't call me by my name, I will be filing a report when I get back.
We that don't actually have these here. They just...
Well,
they just flagate people.
I will be saying something to somebody
and
in charge.
I will definitely change things here when I'm in charge. Because this place, I have been here for 4 years. And let me tell you something, it sucks. It really sucks. I have nowhere else to go.
And with that, 4 hours go by.
Thank God.
Of the most.
God.
But it feels like 8.
Yeah, well, it feels like 4 days. Torturous. Honestly. Especially because you can't really tell when the sun was starting to go down or not. And as you feel the carriage start to slow down, you hear Chester from outside, or Chester, you hear Fishborn from outside.
Well, everybody, we're pulling up, and yeah, there's a plump man outside, kind of waving his arms. Jerome, do you want me to stop, or do you want me just to continue on over him?
Ah, does it seem like he's in some sort of peril, Fishburne?
Let me look with.
Well, he will be if we run him over. So yes, I think you should stop.
Yeah, he looks. He looks. I mean, he's waving his arms, kind of weird. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. No, don't just stop for strangers. What if he like wants to get in?
As he says this, though, Catan does look out the window because he starts to think like, well, this could be a fucking ambush. Like, he goes right back in the military mentality where he's like, oh, actually, maybe we should run him over. So Catan looks at the situation.
You see a kind of tattered clothed gentleman kind of running towards you, like on the road, running towards the carriage, waving his hands up in the air.
Insight check. I mean, do I get the impression there's anything fishy about this?
I could say you can give a perception check to see if there's anything mysterious afoot.
Rolled a 16 plus 1, so that's a 17.
17? No, it just looks like this guy has like some cuts and bruises on him. So it definitely looks like he is trying to escape something and get your attention.
Very good. Yes, Fishburne is correct. There's a man out here who appears to be harmed. He does not appear to be a bandit.
I never believe Fishburne to be lying about the situation.
So we should stop and help this person. I'm sure that's what... I'm sure Sonre would be most appreciative of us helping the needy.
Yes, always. Sonre wants to spread her light.
Do you mean just like maybe giving him a little bit of like directions or like some coin or like...
Yeah, let's see what happens when we help the wounded man on the street.
I don't really want like more people in here. It's already pretty tight in here.
There is room.
There isn't really room though, because like I need to be able to spread out my legs because I get cramps. So I need to have room. So I'm sorry. I already kind of booked this out. So I think we should just keep going.
Fishbone, please stop the cart.
Please don't stop the cart.
I outrank her.
That's not how this works.
Jerome.
Fishbone, please pull over.
No, please.
Excellent.
No,
he outranks Fishburne. All of us.
And you hear him pull.
Yo, Nelly. Hold.
Is the horse's name Nelly?
Nope.
Nope.
Not a single one's named Nelly.
No, that is Fishburne Jr.
and Fishburne Sr. We're not sure what that means.
Both named Nelly.
As the carriage slows down.
Whoa, Nellies.
you can hear someone rapping on the, there's like, yo, you know.
Just rapping.
On the carriage door. Help, please.
Jerome will open the door and start taking steps outside.
Catan follows behind him.
I will stay inside.
And he has like his hand out, like back away, because like he still is a little like, and what seems to be the problem, sir? How can we assist you?
Yes, my child.
My son. My son is in the forest and there's been sightings of undead. Please, you must help me.
Why is your son in the forest?
We live in the forest. He ran away from me. Like, what?
Just what is your son doing in the forest? You're a terrible father. Listen, yes, I know something about terrible fathers.
That's where they live.
That's where we live in the forest.
Just live in the forest. Okay.
Well, we're like, you know, it's a village with a forest around it.
Okay.
He's a kid.
He ran away from you. Excellent. Okay. Now I understand. I'm like,
so he's a shitty kid.
Yeah. Just you're a bad father. And
he deserves this.
So
is what I hear.
Sounds like he's a dumb, dumb idiot kid.
Yeah, Sonre says, helps those who help themselves. Yeah.
Sonre helps
you. Are you priests or of some sort?
Yes, we are from the Order of Sonre, and we have come to actually handle the situation with the undead. However, dealing with those who have already died is
Catan.
You say my son's dead.
No, I'm saying that we should help him first because he's still alive.
Catan.
But I was cut off by this man. Yes, of course.
Take a breath.
I do. Can't. It's what?
Take a breath. Good.
Can I stop?
Now exhale slowly.
That's great for the audio.
Now, it's quite a breath.
I have excellent lung capacity.
Now,
yes,
we address the situation and re-engage with the man.
We have reached our destination.
Not me.
No, I'm...
re-engage with the man. You don't have to say what you're thinking, Gaton.
But oh. I don't know how to role play otherwise.
I am so sorry. My instructor is correct. I should listen to his guidance more often. Sir, what is your name?
Fuck.
Damn it, Jake.
Here we go.
Mr. Fuck.
Jacob.
Mr. Fuck.
F-U-C-H.
Yeah.
It's Fook.
Mr. Fook.
Son of a...
What does your son look like? Which direction did he run off? And do you have any other information that can give us to help us find him?
My son
and
is...
And what is his name?
His name is Fook Jr.
Fook Jr. Excellent.
Actually, no, his name is Sook.
Fook and Sook, okay. Yeah.
My wife's name is Duke.
Oh my God.
Your wife's a Duke. You oh, no. Gods too.
Sounds like a beautiful family, Fook. Yeah. Fook, Duke, and Sook. Lovely names.
Wonderful.
They are meaningless.
The opportunity.
They
are very meaningless.
But beautiful names nonetheless.
He will change them disrespectfully.
You know what? Hey, I got everyone else's names. All right.
Except for the main people that we interact with. Got it.
Not the main person. Okay, this one that I kind of just threw out. All right, shut up. God. Let me weave my story the way I want to weave it. Uh-huh. And you play through it. And then when you DM, I'll ask you every single person's name. And if you don't have them, Ben, guess what? Fook you.
A nice job. Full circle. Yes, Mr. Fook, we will attempt to go find your son.
We will not.
Master Sook, as soon as we... no, wait, please point. Which direction did he go?
He like points at the forest. He went somewhere in this forest. That direction.
Okay, now Jake is continuing to move his finger like further
yeah,
away.
Yeah, because he ran into a forest and I couldn't find him. So he's in the forest.
Okay, excellent.
Fook, we will find your son, rest assured.
And he's going to take Fook's hands and put one of them in between his two.
Oh, his hand's dead.
And Fook will start to feel the intense
like,
burn.
Ow, ow, why are you doing, what, ow? Yes, ow, can Fook. You let go of my hands, please? That burns.
Yes, of course.
What? Okay.
Do you believe
you're not letting, you're not letting go, though.
Do you believe that Sonre will rectify the situation?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I 100% believe that. Now, can I get my hands back, please?
He'll hold for just another beat longer and then release.
Ow.
Does his hand look visibly harmed or is it just like red?
Just red. It's not, yeah. I mean, it's yeah. not like, yeah.
Why he are you didn't... so hot?
I get that question a lot.
No, not you.
I have 15
Are you talking
charisma.
To me?
Sir, no.
Wait, I poked my head you're... out.
No, he's like, have you touched his plate mail or skin?
Ew, it's no. Like, oh my God. Ew.
It's like hot, like touching a stovetop.
Yes, he is a cleric of Sonore. We literally worship the light. Light carries energy and heat. Anyway, we don't question it.
It is by Sonre's hand that she has made me complete.
Exactly. Oh. We just don't question it.
It's weird.
Let's save your son.
Yeah.
We're going to go do that now.
Do you need me here or can I go back to the city or the town?
Chesterfield. I think you've done everything you could do. At this point, you should stay home just in case he returns home.
Do you have other kids?
Yes, I have four.
Are they missing two?
No, they should
Thank
be at
God.
Home with my
so
wife.
So you have five kids total?
Yes.
All right, guys, I think this is fine. We can just let that one.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Well, we've given birth to 24, but
see,
only five have made it.
I rest my case. Like, it's not that big of a deal to lose like one or two.
The wolves are vicious out here.
See?
Oh, my. I just thought it was just a like a standard disease thing. But no, they're all eaten by wolves. Okay, are there wolves in the woods too? Are there undead wolves?
I don't think so. We've only seen one or two roaming around in humanoid form. I don't really stay around to find out.
Instructor Potpourri, I advise that we rescue the child immediately and then return to town and discover more about the situation. Although I would love to gather more intel before we begin, I believe that the life of the child should be put at a priority. Do you agree?
Yes.
I wish you would just say that with slightly more confidence. I never quite know whether or not I'm doing the right thing with you.
For it is out of our hands. It is not me you're trying to impress. It is not me you're trying.
Not impress. Just a little. Aren't you here to guide me?
I am here as an instrument of Sonre. I follow her guidance. I follow her path. I have been put here by her grace. And
why do you need him to like you so bad?
Well, he is the instructor, and he determines whether or not I advance through the ranks of the Paladin Order.
Okay, so find the kid, and then you'll...
It is not me who will give you the voice.
Of course. Let's go find the child, and I think that will help me find the voice.
Perhaps.
So yes, let us be off. Please, would you like me to lead the way, or Instructor Potpourri? Would that be...
Yeah, you can lead the way. That's fine. Right? Shouldn't he go first?
Why does everyone just follow me? I feel like this is just going to be faster.
I can show you the last place I saw my son.
Yes.
That's what I was asking you to do, but you just vaguely gestured. So please, yes, take us there.
Okay. Well, it's just down the road a bit.
Okay.
Yes, I was attacked by this figure, and then when I came to, my son was gone, and then I saw for a brief moment an undead walking in that same direction, but I don't know where he went. And I...
You were attacked by a person. You just told me your son was lost in the woods. Oh, you're tattered and torn and bleeding. I should probably have inferred that. I'm not very good at this. This is my first day. You know what? I didn't say that. I'm very good at this. Where's your son?
I'm losing confidence that my son will be found alive.
Me too.
Mr. Fook, please take my hand again.
No, I'm actually
Do you need reassurance?
No. You know, I am assured.
Good.
Is this my first major mission?
I would probably say yes.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Given my last major mission didn't go so great.
My encouragement is always here if you need it, Mr. Fook.
Thank you.
Instructor Potpourri.
Instructor Potpourri, yes. Odd name.
Yeah. Odd person. Please, let's
coming
be on
from
our way.
You?
What's wrong with Fook?
It's a family name. It's
a generation. Nothing wrong with a good Fook.
I'm Fook the Fifth.
Of course you are.
All the way to my grandpappy, yeah. Fook the Second.
And then, you know, the first Fook.
Yeah. You never forget your first Fook.
My first Fook was a missionary.
My first Fook, I did missionary, so.
That's already what he's
doing. Damn it, Ben, you ruined it.
Oh. That was the joke.
What?
Let's end the episode there. What?
Might as well.
And we go off to save the kid.
Sprinting by.